Hi, everybody. Welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So, Mike, we come from countries that can have pretty snowy, cold winters.
Well, I do.
England has them.
And no, it doesn't.
Not like you get that's
true.
Montreal.
I remember as a kid living in England, and there was about a centimeter of snow, and all my classmates ran out trying to make snowballs.
Exciting.
And I stood there as an experienced Canadian going, ha, 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 you can't make snowballs of that kind of stuff. But it was cold. It absolutely, England does get cold.
It
maybe not quite as much
cold.
Snow, but it's winter.
Yeah,
you definitely
it's real
know it's
winter.
Winter.
And so you kind of need to really wrap up warm.
You do. Oh, yeah.
And this is something that I haven't had to do for many years. Mm. I went back home to England at Christmas last year,
okay,
and I suddenly had to remember how to dress when I wanted to go outside, especially at night, because
right.
when the sun goes down and the temperature drops below zero,
yep.
you really know about it.
Absolutely, it gets down to minus 10,
oh.
minus 20, minus
oh,
30.
No, stop.
Even in Canada at times. But yeah, so it's definitely something where you really change, you have to really change your lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
because it can be very uncomfortable being
yep.
outside. So what we're going to look at today is what to wear this winter, what kind of clothes to choose, what things are useful, what things are not so useful. Presumably, we're talking about winters in colder places than Taipei
or not.
Taiwan.
We'll
but even then,
read
yeah,
through.
Even then, here in Taipei, you definitely need to have different clothes for the winter. You need to know what to wear this winter.
Reading.
What to wear this winter. Pat and Laura are watching TV.
Look at the weather report. It's going to be freezing outside.
Ugh, it's already too cold here. I need a thicker blanket.
It says the temperature will drop below 10 degrees Celsius.
No way. My nose feels like ice already.
You should get a heater, so you don't feel so chilly inside.
It's the thought of going outdoors that scares me.
I've got an idea. Let's go to the store and buy some new winter clothing. We'd better do it now before all the crowds get there.
All right. But I'm putting on the nice long winter coat I got last year.
Is it waterproof?
No, I don't think so. Why is that important?
If you get wet, you get cold more easily. That's why my jacket has a water-resistant layer.
That gives me another item to shop for.
Good idea. I'll wear a fleece and a jacket. Now get a move on.
Pat complains as he takes off his blanket. So this is a conversation article, and we start off with Pat and Laura are watching TV.
Hey, that's you.
That is me and Laura. We're watching TV, and Laura says, look at the weather report.
Uh-oh.
So we're watching the weather on the news.
Hopefully that's a look at the weather report. It's going to be so beautiful tomorrow.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Well, since it's winter, that's unlikely. As Laura says, it's going to be freezing outside. Oh, that's the opposite of good weather. Mm. Freezing, this adjective, spelled F-R-E-E-Z-I-N-G, freezing, basically means very, very cold. To freeze, F-R-E-E-Z-E, is when water changes from, well, liquid water, wet water, to hard water or ice, around 0 degrees Celsius, as most of you I'm sure know. So when someone says it's freezing, that means the temperature is probably down around 0 degrees or something like that. It's just another way of saying it's very, very cold. For example, it's going to be freezing tonight, so the ground will be icy in the morning.
Yeah, that's often the hardest thing about going to work or school in winter,
mm-hmm.
because if the road gets icy,
mm-hmm.
I lived at the bottom of a hill. You can't
mm-hmm.
drive up that, and it's hard to walk. It's true.
In England.
It's true. In England, yes. I know. Mock me all you will. Anyway, now, in the article, Pat says, it's already too cold here. He doesn't like it when it gets this cold.
Mm.
He adds, I need a thicker blanket. So got a blanket, but it's not warm enough. It's not thick enough. Now, thick is spelled T-H-I-C-K. It's an adjective, and thick means where there is the opposite sides of something are far apart. So there's a kind of it's a heavy, dense material. So when we talk about clothes, thick clothes means it's heavy. It's it's like wool or thick cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Not, and the opposite is of course thin. So you'd wear thin clothes in the summer and thick clothes in the winter. For example, these thick socks will keep your feet warm. Yeah, so Pat thinks I need a warmer, thicker blanket. This one is too thin. It's not keeping me warm enough.
That's right. And Laura's still looking at the weather report, and she's getting some information. She says it says the temperature will drop below 10 degrees Celsius. Okay, so it'll
get
down.
Not really cold, but it's super cold for Taiwan.
It's pretty cold. It'll get down to the single digits or the single numbers 7, 8, 9. Plus the air here is very wet.
Yes.
So that definitely makes it feel colder. And the homes aren't built the way they are in England or Canada with heaters inside everywhere. Mm-hmm. So your house can also get down around 10 degrees Celsius.
That's right.
That's when it gets very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Pat is not liking
it. He's not liking it at all. He says, no way. No way means please no, or that can't be true.
Mm-hmm.
He says, my nose feels like ice already. Now, I will admit there is a certain amount of truth in this.
Oh, yeah?
My nose is always the part of me that gets cold.
Okay.
My wife has pointed out that if I feel cold, I generally seem okay, mm-hmm. but it's my nose will feel really cold, so
there
she says, don't press that into me.
It'll turn red or something like that.
I think it's already pretty red. But.
And Laura says, you should get a heater so you don't feel so chilly inside. All right, that's very good advice. And Laura had mentioned there that a heater would be a very good idea. Heater, sometimes it's called a space heater. This is something that warms up a room. It's like the opposite of an air conditioner, which cools down the room. The heater will warm up the room. And often we call it a space heater because this is the kind of thing that you can move around in the house. You put it in the bedroom when you're there, or move it out to the living room when you're there. It warms up or heats up the space that you're in or the room that you're in. I have a couple at home, and they don't work that well.
Oh, well, never mind. Okay, now.
I'm always chilly.
Yeah, chilly, that is an interesting word. That's kind of an informal word. You won't find it in many, scientific treaties or writings. You won't see it in scientific articles, but chilly just means cold.
Yeah.
People will use it to say, oh, it's a bit chilly outside.
Not too cold.
Yeah, it's like it's not really freezing and you're going to turn into a snowman, but it's a bit chilly. You might want to wear a scarf, wear an extra jacket, wear something a bit warmer, not just the normal summer shorts and t-shirt.
So absolutely.
You could say, it's a little chilly outside, so wear a scarf, or maybe, oh, it's getting chilly because the sun's gone down.
Yeah, another similar word, nippy. It's getting a little nippy outside.
Yeah, that's one we use in the
N-I-P-P-Y,
UK quite a bit.
N-I-P-P-Y, that's another good one. So it's sort of like warm, right? Hot and freezing are very, extreme. Warm and chilly are a little bit less so. But yeah, definitely bring a jacket on a chilly night. And then Pat says, it's the thought of going outdoors that scares me. Wow, he sounds like a Canadian. The thought of going outdoors, even the idea of going outdoors is scary. I just want to stay inside under my warm blanket.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely doesn't want to go outdoors. Outdoors, O-U-T-D-O-O-R-S. Notice it's out and doors, but it's been put into one word. Basically, outdoors is outside. If you're in a room, if you're in a house, in a building, you are indoors or inside. If you go out onto the street, out into the park, or, anywhere with the sky over your head instead of a ceiling, you are outdoors or outside. For example, people often like to eat outdoors on warm summer evenings.
Yeah,
people do many
nice
things outdoors.
So Laura says, I've got an idea. She's got something, she's thought of something that's going to help Pat. She's,
go to Hawaii?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh.
She just says, let's go to the store and buy some new winter clothing.
Oh, okay. That's
which makes sense.
Yeah, and cheaper than going to Hawaii, too.
And she also adds, we'd better do it now before all the crowds get there. Of course, a lot of people are going to be shopping.
True.
So they should get there before it gets too busy.
All the thick socks will be sold out.
So Laura used the grammar had better plus verb. We had better do something. And if you had better plus verb, it's we use this to mean you should do something or it will be a good idea to do something. Okay. So, for example, it's getting late, so we had better head home soon.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And Pat, well, he's agreeing with Laura. He thinks getting some new winter clothing is a good idea. He says, all right, but, he says, I'm putting on the nice long winter coat I got last year. Ah, so he's quite prepared for going outdoors,
indeed.
Even if he doesn't really want to. He has a nice long winter coat. A coat is longer than a jacket, similar to a jacket. You wear it outside your normal indoor clothes, but a coat will be longer. It will go past the waist down to the knees or even further down like that, and it sounds like Pat's is quite long, so it might go down to his boots. Very useful. You can wrap it around your legs. Of course, your body will be warm from top to bottom, and that's especially good on a winter's day. But remember, winter is not just cold, it can also be wet.
So Laura asks, is it waterproof?
Uh-huh.
If something is waterproof, it is a material that resists water, stops the water getting inside it or passing through it. For example, you might have a waterproof watch, and you can wear it when you go diving.
Yeah, that's very cool. And then Pat says, no, I don't think so. So he remembers buying the coat, but he doesn't remember seeing a waterproof sign on it or anything on the tag or label. He says, I don't think my coat is waterproof. Why is that important? He asks Laura.
And she says, well, if you get wet, you get cold more easily.
Very true.
And that is absolutely true. And she adds, that's why my jacket has a water-resistant layer. So water-resistant is the same as thing as saying waterproof, but we can use different words and say something is something resistant, and that's usually a noun. So we could say things like water-resistant, it resists water, it isn't affected by it. Heat-resistant, it doesn't heat up. Fire-resistant, it doesn't catch fire. So it just stops whatever that thing is. For example, firefighters wear a lot of fire-resistant clothes when they go into burning buildings. It's the only way they can do it. Okay, so, and this coat has a waterproof layer.
Yes,
hers
right.
Does.
Yeah, water-resistant layer is basically one level of the material. If you think of a jacket as having an outside, and also which is maybe water-resistant, and an inside, which is maybe a little bit softer and warmer because it's against your skin, those are two layers to the jacket. And many winter clothes, many things you wear out in bad weather, will have different layers to keep out the heat, to keep in the heat, to keep out the wet, to let the wet come out. You know, if you're sweating in your jacket or something. Gore-Tex has very scientific layers, you know, to let out your sweat but stop the rain from coming in. So if we think of a sandwich as having layers as well, if you cut the sandwich in half, you can see there's bread, then cheese, then
ham, lettuce,
or tomatoes. These are different layers or levels. Think of them almost as floors in a building, that kind of idea. For example, there is an extra layer of cheese on top of this pizza.
Great. Pat likes that idea of waterproof layers in jackets, so he says, that gives me another item to shop for. So an item, I-T-E-M, item, is a noun, and it just means a single object or thing, just one item, one thing. For example, you could say, all of the items in this store are on sale today. Great.
Cool, and good idea, says Pat, and then he says, I'll wear a fleece and a jacket.
I think Laura says that, actually.
Oh, this is
Laura. Laura says, good idea. I'll wear a fleece and a jacket.
All right. So she's going to wear the fleece and the jacket, her waterproof jacket, but under it she'll have a fleece. Fleece, actually, technically, is the wool of a sheep. Mm-hmm. When the farmer shaves the sheep to use the wool to make clothes, that hair
that, is the fleece,
that has been cut off is the fleece. But we also use it to describe these very warm, fleece-like jackets. When you touch the material, when you touch the jacket, it feels very soft and warm, just like the wool of a sheep. It might not actually be made from sheep's wool, but that's what we call them. Companies like Patagonia are famous for their blue fleece jackets, and people wear them when they're outside on cool days. And even inside, they can be worn as sweaters. So, Laura is ready to go.
Yep, and she says, now get a move on.
Get going.
So that is today's shortcut for you. Let's get a move on and find out what it means.
Shortcut for you.
Oh, those shoes look nice.
Uh-huh, that's great.
Oh, and I like that bag.
You know, maybe you bought enough today. Besides, we need to get a move on if we want to get to the movies.
Get a move on? No, I want to get that jacket on.
To get a move on means to hurry up.
Gotcha. Get a move on is 快点赶快.
Exactly. We need to get a move on or we'll be late for the movie.
You're right. We need to get a move on after I try on those shoes.
No, let's get a move on now.
Okay. Let's leave this way and then stop at the cute cafe inside the department store.
I'm beginning to think we'll never get a move on.
So, we find out that get a move on means hurry up. And the final line of the article is description. It says, Pat complains as he takes off his blanket. He's going, oh, it's too cold. I don't like it. And that's where we're going to leave Pat and Laura for today, because it's time now to go to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, the chat question for today is, how do you feel about really cold weather? So real below zero, ice and snow.
It's not really cold.
Well, if it's below zero, below 10.
Below minus 15 is really cold.
I've only been in that once.
Oh, yeah?
In New York City.
Oh, that's
about
cold.
12 years ago,
New York,
in January.
New York in the winter is cold.
Yeah, there was like 30 centimeters of snow, thick ice on the rivers, the wind blowing. It was about minus 19.
And so how did you feel about that?
I hated it.
Yeah.
We would walk around a bit, but then after about half an hour, we go, it's cold.
That's
we need
it.
To walk into a shop and get a drink or just stand inside the shop. Kind of like people do here when they go in department stores in summer for the AC, we would go inside a shop just to warm up. Not buy anything. We'd just stand there until we'd unfrozen, and then we'd go back out again.
It's funny how similar it is. You know, New York or Canada in January and Taipei in August. You think about where you're going. You think about how to get there. You think about ways to not be outside for too long. Because really cold weather can be very uncomfortable. It can be painful.
Mm-hmm.
It can be dangerous. You can even get like frostbite and damage your skin forever. The one thing I liked about it was it made you feel tough.
Okay.
You know, when you're outside and the wind's blowing and you're freezing cold, you're like, ah, I can take it. You know?
Almost feel like you want to grow a beard right there just
to
keep your face warm.
I think the anger that you feel that you're living here and your parents moved here or whatever, that warms you up.
Keeps you going.
You're real happy to get inside. It's not fun.
Well, let's see what Pat and Laura can get for themselves to keep themselves warm. We'll talk about that tomorrow in day two of our article, but it's time to say bye for now.
Stay warm.
What to wear this winter? Pat and Laura are watching TV.
Look at the weather report. It's going to be freezing outside.
Ugh, it's already too cold here. I need a thicker blanket.
It says the temperature will drop below 10 degrees Celsius.
No way! My nose feels like ice already.
You should get a heater so you don't feel so chilly inside.
It's the thought of going outdoors that scares me.
I've got an idea. Let's go to the store and buy some new winter clothing. We'd better do it now before all the crowds get there.
All right. But I'm putting on the nice long winter coat I got last year.
Is it waterproof?
No, I don't think so. Why is that important?
If you get wet, you get cold more easily. That's why my jacket has a water-resistant layer.
That gives me another item to shop for.
Good idea. I'll wear a fleece and a jacket. Now get a move on.
Pat complains as he takes off his blanket.
Vocabulary review.
Freezing. It's freezing outside. Let's stay at home and turn on the heater. Thick. The blanket I got on the plane wasn't very thick, so I felt cold. Chilly. We should turn off the air conditioning. It's so chilly in here. Outdoors. Parents like to take their kids to play outdoors, so they get plenty of sunlight and fresh air. Item. These days, there are several items that you can't bring on airplanes, such as scissors.